Students Learning Government: How a Madison Woman's Question Sparked a Growing Statewide Civics Contest. Racine County, I. It's been nearly a decade since Eve Galanter, a retired teacher and reporter in Madison, read the news story that led her to start a statewide competition to get high schoolers excited about government. Galanter, now 84, had just read a Wisconsin State Journal article headlined, "All Three School Board Incumbents Running Unopposed." I looked at that and I thought, are they really doing such a fabulous job, or is no one interested? Does no one have any idea what might be involved in being on a school board, or a city council, or a village, or town board? Running unopposed is a modern norm in some Wisconsin public offices. Across the state's 10 most populous counties, less than a quarter of races for county board supervisor were contested in 2020, according to an analysis by the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Studies show a growing number of people in the United States and across the world can't answer basic questions about how the government works. U.S. schools cut back on civics education decades ago. In Wisconsin, students can graduate high school without taking a single course on the subject, though they must pass a civics test. For 2 years, Galanter mulled ways to get more Wisconsinites interested in running for local office. She settled on a quiz game where high school students across the state would test their knowledge of democracy and rights for the chance to win college scholarships. If people understood how government worked, then surely they would be more interested in public service as a future occupation, said Galanter, who served on the Madison City Council, ran former U.S. Senator Herb Cole's Madison office, and used to open all her public presentations with the same line, "I'm from the government, and I'm here to help." In 2018, she pitched her idea to the Wisconsin Newspaper Association, a membership organization of the state's papers, figuring their publications could get the word out across the state. The association agreed, and the Wisconsin Civics Games were born. Soon, staff were making plans for regional playoffs and a state final at the Capitol, where members of the winning team would each receive $2,000 in scholarships. Since then, teams from 76 high schools have competed, and interest continues to grow. This year's regional playoffs, held in April, drew 205 students, twice as many as the first year. The competition has grown so much, in fact, that it's too big for the 5 staff members of the Wisconsin Newspaper Association to handle. They're now handing the reins to the Universities of Wisconsin, which has sponsored the event since its inception. It needs to continue to grow, but it's a really big project, said Beth Bennett, executive director of the association. We just needed to find a home for it where somebody could take it to the next level. The games will be overseen by the university system's Wisconsin Institute for Citizenship and Civil Dialogue, which will soon become the Office of Civic Engagement, said Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman. Separately, that office will host civic education workshops for teachers across the state over the next 3 years, funded by a $1.1 million grant through the U.S. Department of Education's American History and Civics Seminars Program. This is consistent with our strategic plan focusing on freedom of expression, civil dialogue, and really having students learn more about civics, which is important to our state and our nation, Rothman said of taking the lead on the games. So we are really excited about this opportunity. A republic, if you can keep it. In preparation for the first Wisconsin Civics Games, Galanter pulled out a legal pad and began jotting questions. What are the 5 freedoms identified in the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution? In 1982, Wisconsin was the first state to outlaw what type of discrimination? By the time she was done, she had over 100. Then she called school principals across the state to urge them to field teams. She contacted presidents of University of Wisconsin campuses to ask them to host playoffs. When students began registering, she looked up their local legislators to encourage them to congratulate the constituents and send them a Wisconsin Blue Book. She even wrote to Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor to ask her to speak at the finals. Her scheduler said that she was busy for the next several years, Galanter said with a laugh, but the justice agreed to send a letter congratulating the contestants. I strongly believe that the future of our nation depends upon your ability to practice democratic principles as thoughtful, informed citizens and public servants, Sotomayor wrote. Sotomayor went on to recount the story of Benjamin Franklin leaving the Constitutional Convention in 1787, where he had just helped draft the new U.S. Constitution. Benjamin Franklin was asked what sort of government he and his fellow framers had created. Doctor, Franklin famously replied, "A republic, if you can keep it." By working to expand your civic knowledge in preparation for this tournament, you have begun the important undertaking of keeping our republic strong and vibrant, Sotomayor wrote. Galantaire knew the games were a success when she overheard a comment from a participant at one of the regional playoffs that first year. One of the students said, "I'm going to go home and tell my parents about this," Galantaire recalled. "I just thought that was the most wonderful thing, that they were so excited and wanted to share this opportunity." The need for civics education persists today, though studies suggest Americans may be getting more knowledgeable. Each year, the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania asks Americans about the Constitution and the government. In 2022, just 47% could name all three branches of the U.S. government, and a full 25% couldn't name one. 3 years later, 70% of Americans could name all three, and just 13% couldn't name one. New home, same games, Gallanter recently filled a box with the materials and questions she'd prepared for past games and sent it off to Rothman. "I am so excited that the Universities of Wisconsin will be taking the games to yet a higher level," Gallanter told Wisconsin Watch. She hopes the fact that the universities already have connections with high schools statewide will mean more students will hear about the opportunities to undertake keeping our republic strong and vibrant. The behind-the-scenes shuffling won't change things for contestants. Teams interested in the 2026 games can register for free through March 1 to compete and receive study materials. Regional playoffs will be held online April 8-9, and the finals, which are open to the public, will be held on May 1. For more information, visit wgotneus.com, Wisconsin Civics Games. But while no changes are planned for the 2026 games, at least one could be coming in the future. When the games returned in 2022, after a two-year hiatus during the COVID-19 pandemic, the regional playoffs moved online. Rothman hopes they might eventually return to UW campuses. "I'm sure, as things go along, we will look for ways to continue to improve and upgrade the competition, but it's a terrific competition today," said Rothman, who attended the finals in May. "You see the engagement of those high school students, and you talk to them, and you find out what their future plans are, and the amount of work that they have put in, along with their faculty advisors," Rothman said. "You can see it in those students' eyes. They're going to be active and engaged in their communities going forward, and that's good for all of us."